The next part. Okay, we're moving to the next section, in the new booklet. This new section is Bereshit, Genesis, article, Let There Be Light. Item 1. And the Lord said, Let there be light. From here it is heard that the main plantings by the Creator were planted in a different place. As it is said, let there be. The source of Zon is from below, from the Taburovak, where the Malchut of the quality of judgment is ruling, over which there was the first restriction, so that she doesn't receive the upper light. And if Zon would remain that, they could not receive the upper lights as well for the worlds, like the Malchut of the quality of judgment in them. Therefore, the emanator uprooted Zon from the place of Malchut of the quality of judgment and planted them in the Malchut that is combined with Bina, which is the quality of Rachamim, mercy, that is worthy of receiving the upper light. By that, Zon were qualified also to receive the upper lights for the worlds. And it is known that the 6 days of Genesis are the 6 Sfirot Chagat Nehi of Zeranpin. And the Lord said, Let there be light, was said by the Chesed of Zeranpin. And as it was said, Let there be light by Zeranpin, meaning that he received the upper light, it means that the Creator uprooted the Zon, which are called plantings, from the place of Malchut, of the quality of judgment, and planted them in the place of Malchut that is combined with the quality of mercy. If not so, how would Zeranpin be able to receive the upper light? And so how does it say about it that the Lord said, Let there be light, though the Malchut of the quality of judgment is not worthy of receiving the upper light?
And may there be light, light that existed from before. And it says, may there be light, not that there was light. The article, may there be light, shows that the Yud, the Malchut, rose within the light of Yud K, Abba and Ima. And the light of Abba and Ima was diminished as a result of the connection with the Yud, and it became Avir. That is the degree of Ruach missing from the Gar. And over this correction of the ascent of the Malchut to Yud K, there are the three letters, Yihi, which is the connection of Yud with the Yud K. And this is the correction of the red line. And moving on to the next part of the lesson.